So nature, science, biology says that we humans are omnivores and that we need to eat animals to maintain the food chain. Two things over here. One is that if we look biologically, okay, should we keep the mic on? Or? Okay, the question was that biology says that we humans are omnivores and that we need to eat animals to maintain the food chain. So, yeah, if you see biologically, we do have teeth that are called canine teeth. So we can eat flesh. But if you look at it overall, our capacity, first of all, among all the teeth that we have, the canine teeth are very few. They are definitely not like the fangs that carnivores have. Overall, if you look at our digestive system, it is much more similar to herbivores than carnivores. We have a long alimentary canal, almost like 10 to 15, 13 times the body length. Carnivores usually have about 5 to 7 times the body length. So flesh needs to be digested quickly and excreted quickly, otherwise it rots. So in human bodies, if we eat flesh too much, then it stays for too long. So basically, we have the capacity to eat meat. But overall, our body structure is much more like herbivores than carnivores. That is the first point. So even if we consider from the point of view of nature, nature may have given us some facility to eat meat, but that facility is very limited. Now, as I said, we cannot cut flesh apart with our teeth. We cannot even very easily catch animals. So even if we argue that historically in the past people have eaten meat, it's fine. But in the past also, humans, if you consider people living in jungles or whatever, humans were more often hunted than hunters. So we were more often hunted than hunters. We are quite vulnerable from the physical perspective. So meat, if at all it is a part of the diet, it is always a small part of the diet. In the past, even if we say that argument, say again that to maintain nature's food cycle, we need to eat meat. But today, actually, when people eat meat, they are not eating meat to meet or maintain nature's food cycle. We are actually creating organized slaughterhouses where millions of animals are forced to live in unnatural conditions, subjected to terrible suffering. And then they are used basically as factory farmed animals. So from the natural perspective, some animals may eat, humans may eat a little meat. But what is happening today is far, far more meat than little. It's like a major part of the meal. And it is not that there's any way the human eating of meat in modern world is contributing to the maintenance of nature's food cycle. It's rather we are systematically producing animals, often using genetic means of modification and all kinds of alteration to accelerate the reproduction and everything. So it's completely unnatural. So I would say that today's reality, so there is a biological reality, there is the contemporary reality, and there's a functional reality. So from the biological reality, we can eat meat if we want to. It's not inedible for us. We can eat it, we can digest it, but we have very limited capacity for it. And a lot of medical science has also shown that excessive eating of meat, it causes a lot of problems. When people get heart problems, quite often they're told first thing is stop eating meat. So a lot of our health issues are because of eating meat. So from the spiritual perspective, we are spiritual beings who are given free will, and along with free will comes the facility to use that free will or to misuse that free will. So if we were given free will but we were not given any facility to misuse that free will, then the free will would not actually be free, isn't it? So in that sense, we human beings have the capacity to choose what we eat. So if meat had been completely undigestible for us, inedible for us, then that would mean a limitation on our free will. So nature has given us limited endowments by which we can eat meat if we want to, but there are limitations to it. And overall, from the biological digestive perspective, if you see, we are not really like meat eating animals. So from the biological perspective, if somebody were really very nature conscious, we could say that today it would be much more conducive for the balance of nature if people stopped eating meat. Why? Because the factory farms, not only are they the source of great suffering to animals, but along with that, they are the cause of great wastage of water, great pollution which happens because of that. The animal excreta comes out, the gases come out from there. So if you are really concerned about the balance of nature, ecological balance, how many species or which species at all can we say that that species has exploded in population because humans have stopped eating it? You can't really count. In fact, many species are being bred so that humans can eat it, and that breeding is leading to a lot of ecological problems. So I feel it is an argument which is based on partial scientific understanding, and it can be explained much better from the spiritual perspective, that as free will we have been given the facility, but we also been given the intelligence, and if we use our intelligence, a vegetarian way of life is much more harmonious. Thank you.